Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Mostill scores. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. Metzler moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kraus for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. There goes Simmons. The throw from Krause to second, and Simmons is out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn fires to first and picks off Hunfield. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler strikes out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Com reaches second base with a double. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb strikes out. There goes Boley. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Boley scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller bunts towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hun field covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maw still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Shires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Adkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk throws the ball into Hunfield, who tags Miller, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Adkins hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-4 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simmons is walked intentionally. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Fox moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.